الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لكل شيء معدن، ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat of the Quran Kareem, very honorably, very very lovingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of one of His very very special and greatest bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have blessed the entire creation with. And particularly, who will appreciate this great bounty? It is the true believers, those who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala is informing us of a very very special favor. Whereas in reality, in another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if all of you, Allah ta'ala has used the plural, that all of mankind, with all your resources, all your energies, all your technology, all your ability, and if you take the whole jinnat creation also to assist you, all of you get together and do what? Ta'uddu means to count. All of you count. What must you count? Ni'mat Allah. Count one favor of Allah. My honorable illustrious Shaykh, our Shaykh Adilmona Shah, Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddazilul Ali, Arif Billah, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, informs so beautifully, and Hazrat says that one is one. Why do you need to count one? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impacting upon our minds. And like Hazrat says so beautifully, that we desire that this thing can go down from our into our minds and go into the recesses of our hearts. That we can understand and realize that the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah says all of you get together and all of you count one favor of Allah. In other words, all of you try and fathom and ponder over one favor of Allah, la tuhsuha. It is beyond your ability, it is beyond your capability. You will get finished, your resources, your technology, all your computers, everything will get finished. The whole jinnat creation will get finished. Everything will get finished. You won't even reach the surface of one favor of Allah. And every split moment, Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with unlimited favors. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala puts it so beautifully,
ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفذت كلمات الله.
Allah Ta'ala says, if all of you have to get together, and ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة, when you drive in the open fields, on the forest lands, and you see all those beautiful trees, and millions of trees. And Allah Ta'ala says, all the forests in the world, if we have to change all those trees into pens, and all the seven huge oceans in the world, we have to change it into ink for you. And we have to double it. In other words, 7 times 7, 49 oceans. All the trees we have to double and triple it for you. And you start writing the favors of Allah. The pens will get finished. The inks will get finished. You will get exhausted. مَا نَفِرَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't even reach the surface of the favors of Allah. But as our Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazirul Ali, and this is why it is so important for us that we attend these important gatherings. And we are so fortunate, these are the true friends of Allah. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, their heart's desire was that how people can recognize Allah, appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such a degree that Allah ta'ala is consoling our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ That, oh my beloved Nabi, we have sent you to pass on the message. You don't have to strain yourself so much that when people don't appreciate the favors of Allah, are not prepared to recognize Allah, you feel like tearing your chest apart. How these people, as Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat of the Quran Kareem, the condition of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا لِيَدُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ What is wrong with you people? I am calling you towards najat, salvation. I am calling you to enjoy the special rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you got the audacity, وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ You calling me towards the fire of Jahannam. You calling me towards idol worship and all, as our Shaykh has mentioned so beautifully. In those days, people used to worship idols, make their own gods, and sell their gods also, and worship their gods. That's the height of stupidity. And thus we should understand and realize, when a person engages in the disobedience of Allah, then your mind becomes blocked. You might have big degrees in front of your name, big titles, you're a PhD, etc. But you won't even know how to make istinja properly. That is why our Shaykh says so beautifully that such people with big PhDs, if they know the reality of their title, they'll feel shy to put their title in front of their name. Because PhD actually means permanent head damage. A person who says he's got a PhD, but haven't recognized that my creator is Allah, he still has got this filthy, dirty, false belief that the Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, the whole world just came into existence with a Big Bang. And so beautifully last night, Hazrat explained this reality. Anything, you just drop it, a small glass, you drop it down, it will bang and it will break. It won't come into existence. So a person who engages in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person, he loses his mind also. And he will think, I'm very intelligent. But in reality, he's an intelligent fool. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that the condition of the people in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshipping their idols, and they have the audacity, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling them towards Najat, but they calling him towards the fire of Jahannam. And as the point I want to explain and illustrate to myself and all of us here, that our Shaykh says that we might be thinking those people worshipped idols, but we have to check down our hearts. That there are a lot of the different idols that are in our hearts also. And we think, no, we're free from idol worship. We don't worship idols. But Hazrat gives a beautiful example. And this is for me and all of us to check. And this is what is called Islam. To check our hearts. What is the reality in our hearts? Do an introspection and check ourselves. As Hazrat explains and reminds us all the time, particularly for myself, Hazrat says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا People want to give deception even to Allah. And they think they will deceive the true believers, the friends of Allah, the Anbiya, the pious servants of Allah. This can never happen. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ Allah says they are just fooling themselves.
and they are deceiving themselves that they are progressive, but in the meantime they are going backward. So Hazrat says and reminds myself and all of us very, very beautifully and lovingly that check your own self. We might even try to fool Allah and we think we're very pious. I get up for tahajjud. I keep rozas. But let us look at my idol in my heart. That for example, Hazrat says, if tomorrow the mutawallis, the people in charge of this masjid, they have to say we're going to put the finest gold and we're going to make a beautiful idol with it. The best gold you can get in the world. We'll make an idol and we'll put it in front of the imam. And the imam will stand in front, behind that idol and perform namaz. All of us will lift our sleeves and we'll all say, no, we don't believe in idols. We don't want idols in the masjid. It can be a gold idol, it can be whatever. We don't want that idol. So they say, okay, no problem. We will take out that idol from the masjid. But that same idol now, we will melt it and make it into gold coins. And the person who is here first for Fajr namaz, he will get 100 gold coins. The next person, he will get so many gold coins. And the next person, so many gold coins. Do we think they'll be placed in the masjid? Whole night people will be waiting in the line. So that idol of those gold coins, that this gold coin, if I got this factory, my work will get done. If I got that, my work will get done. If I get this degree, my work will get done. All these foolish idols, we have to learn from the friends of Allah, how to make the zikr of Allah and say, La ilaha illallah. Nafi, if negate everything else besides Allah. Otherwise, Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, if you don't negate everything else of this dunya that can't do anything for you, and you don't bring Allah in your heart, then your greed will be to such an extent. Lo anna li ibni wa adam wadiya min zahabin, ahabu an yakuna law wadiyan, wa lan yamla fa'u illa at-turab. That if the children of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, who don't purify their hearts, make their islah, this is what is called islah, tazkiyah, that the love of everything else, the day goes out of our hearts. It doesn't mean you can't use the dunya. Use the best of the dunya. Hazrat explained so beautifully. Use the best, and Allah has made, particularly for the believers. Allah Ta'ala, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِي وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خَالِصَةً. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, who told you that the beautiful things of this world are haram? All the beautiful things, to wear nice clothes, to have a nice house, car, it's haram. And particularly here, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خَالِصَةً. This is particularly a bounty for the true believers. But that if we become believers, when you become believers, you'll have the love of Allah in the heart. You'll use the best of dunya, you won't have the love of dunya in the heart. Otherwise, our condition is, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that a person, Allah Ta'ala gives you one whole valley of gold. And somebody asks you how you are right, you got a whole valley of gold. You say, if I just had another one, then I'll be set. You get another business, you ask, how are you doing now? I just need another factory for my son. Then I'll be set, then I'll be okay. And then I'll be paban with my namaz. And then I'll be doing my zikr. I'll go and suffer with the pious. You're asking, Allah gives you another factory also. And after all that, you're still not at ease. You're not happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this is greed. And the only thing that will fill this greed is the sand in the qabr. If you don't make your islah before that, then you'll realize, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. And this is islah, to find that man of Allah that will change this greed of ours into contentment, into real richness. Real richness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ. Richness is not having lot of wealth, having lot of properties, etc. Richness is actually the contentment of the heart. When a person is happy, he is contented, he is making shukr, Allah Ta'ala has given me. And the point, inshallah, we will mention with regard to the favors that Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with. So we should realize and understand the feeling of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And innal ulama warasatul anbiya. The ulama'i rabbaniyin, those ulama who tread in the footsteps of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, they have the same type of fikr. They have the same type of concern that how this love of Allah can penetrate the hearts of the believers.
And as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, and this is the same mission of our Hazrat, that's why we see in their old age also, tiring for them also, but they going out throughout the world, places to places, just to light the heart, and that love, that spark of the love of Allah is in the heart. But we don't want to bring that candle of ours next to a burning candle and light it. They are going out to lighten our hearts. And if we still don't take the opportunity and open our hearts and get connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in reality, respected elders and friends, we have to blame ourselves. We'll be losers. They will be flying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they also have got this concern and worry all the time. How can the friends, how can all of us get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is mentioning that if all of you get together and count my favors, you'll get exhausted, you won't even reach the surface. However, our great akabirin, Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the principal of Darulum Dioband for over 30 years, was known as Hakimul Islam, a very great scholar. He says, although the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited, beyond our comprehension, beyond our imagination, but we can categorize them into two categories. The two categories of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is known as the zahiri ni'mat of Allah, the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those favors of Allah which you can see, you can touch, you can feel. And generally, we, when our hearts are not opened up, the eyes of our hearts are not opened, our minds are not opened up, then we are only looking at the zahiri favors of Allah. And we are measuring our status, our honor, and we are looking at ourselves according to the outward favors of Allah. What type of car I got, that's what I think, that's my status. What type of clothes I'm wearing, if I'm wearing a fashionable jeans, I think that's my status. What type of house I'm staying in, which place I'm staying in, that is my status. Whereas the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generally Allah ta'ala distributes that to all and sundry. In other words, those who don't even believe in Allah, those aliyazu billah who even will swear Allah Rabbul Izzat, yet Allah ta'ala distributes His favors to them also all the time. Allahu Akbar. For example, it is the special trait of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam to host guests. They enjoy hosting guests and they are great rewards in it. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, our special great grandfather from whose progeny directly Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam comes. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had this great quality. He never ate a meal without having a guest on his dasturkhan. One day he looked for somebody he couldn't find. All he found, one old man walking in the street, almost 90, 100 years old. So he thought, I can't find anybody else, let me invite this man. He invited this man, he said, you can have meals with me today. This man was ready, he said, no problem, I'll come and have meals with you. He told him to sit down, wash his hands and sit down. And he presented the meals. When he presented the meals, then as our Shaykh reminds us, that who has given us this meal? Who has made all the arrangements from throughout the world? You just think it's one dish of biryani or whatever, or roast, whatever. Where that chicken came from? Where that butter came from? Where all the spices came from? We don't think. Because our eyes of our hearts are closed. Our minds are closed. The friends of Allah, they eating, but they going close to Allah Ta'ala. We are eating, we going in the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reminded this person that now I've presented the meal, take the name of Allah, read Bismillah and start eating. So this man says, what Bismillah? Who is Allah? I'm a fire worshipper. I don't believe in your Allah. Who is that Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. And if you got a very close bosom friend and somebody just has to pass a remark, how you feel? You feel, you go in a rage. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, you don't want to take, Allah has given us life. Allah has given us all these faculties, abilities. Allah has given us this food here. And we don't want to say Bismillah and appreciate Allah Ta'ala's favors. Then if that's the case, you rather leave my dasturkhan. So he said, I'll leave your dasturkhan, no problem. And just as I mentioned, Allah give me tawfiq and all of us to realize that the more we disobey Allah, the more the mind become clogged.
and you do wrong and you don't realize, it doesn't matter two hoods to you. So anyway, this person got up, he went away. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam immediately after that gets wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ibrahim, that go and find that person, go and find him and bring him back to your dastarkhan. He says, O Allah, he doesn't want to take your name and eat. Allah ta'ala says, 90 years he's worshipping a fire, but I'm still giving him his food every day. I'm still giving him his water every day. So you go and find him. You, one day he came to your dastarkhan and you got so upset. You go and find him and you bring him to your dastarkhan. What great difficulty Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go into the alleys and find this person. And he had to, what they say in Gujarati, patawe him. He had to beg him that please, now come and sit there, have a meal with me. So this person was shocked. Just now he chased me away from his dastarkhan and now he's calling me back. So he said, one condition, that I will come and eat with you, but I won't take that name that you said. Said, no problem, you just come and eat with me. So he came, when he sat down to eat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam didn't tell him anything, read Bismillah. But he was curious. He said, when I came the first time, you were not prepared to let me eat on your dastarkhan. And now you are begging me to eat. He says, my Allah has revealed to me and sent revelation that you are 90 years worshipping a fire that can't have benefit you, it can't harm you without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet he is feeding you. And one day on my dastarkhan, which is the meal of Allah, and I chased you away. He said, is that your Allah? He said, yes, that is our Allah. Then he brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, the zahiri bounties, the outward favors of Allah, Allah blesses everybody, those who don't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the special favors of Allah, those are what are called the batini, the hidden favors of Allah. And those are the special favors Allah blesses His special servants. And the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person has got, the more worries he's got for his security, for protection and safety and to look after it, the more worries he's got. And the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't take it wherever you go. Wherever you are traveling, you can't take your whole house with you. You can't take all your cars and everything with you. You can't take your whole wardrobe with you, with all your 20, 30 suits. You can't take all that with you. So the outward favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in reality, if it is not appreciated that this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in reality, it is not a ni'mat, it is a nikmat. It is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you're not appreciating and you thinking, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very, very clearly, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. That take the example of Qarun, from the family of Musa a.s., from the close progeny of Musa a.s., but did not take heed to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not listen to the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in where lies his success. Allah ta'ala put such a test upon him. Allah gave him such wealth. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Because of his disobedience, Allah gave him a difficult test. Like as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mullah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, that Allah Ta'ala sometimes put you to two types of test. One test is a very easier test. Although outwardly it looks literal hard, but that's an easier test. Why? That test will draw you closer to Allah very quickly. And what is that test? For example, you're living a reckless life, disobedience. Allah wants to draw you close to you. Allah Ta'ala puts you involved in some sickness. Allah Ta'ala lets you get involved, Allah Ta'ala save us all, that you get involved in one accident. And generally when a person gets sick, he tells everybody, make dua. He is making dua, now his heart is getting closer to Allah. So that's a lesser, the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although that also Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. That sad condition, how shaitan has put us today into a deception. That a person is sick now. And now he goes into a clinic and he feels he's in a 5-star hotel. That where you're supposed to be drawing Allah's rahmat, it comes very clear in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah Ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, that, O my servant, I was ill. You didn't come visit me.
The servant will say, "Oh Allah, you are the creator of sickness and you are the creator of shifa also. Where do you get sick?" Allah says, "If a particular servant of mine was sick, had you gone visited him, you would find me there." Allahu Akbar. What are all the other benefits and the rewards of visiting the sick on one side? To find Allah just by a sick person. What great benefit it is. And as our Shaykh has explained so beautifully, that the psychologists today have proven, medical science have proven, the best medicine for a sick person is just to visit him. Psychologically already you tell him one, two good words, even he can be how sick, don't tell him, "Oh, I think you're not going to live anymore." He can be how sick, give him encouragement. It's Allah's rahmat. Very soon you'll be walking again. You'll be moving again. Don't worry. Just that visiting alone is three-quarter, in fact 90% of his medicine. And your medicine also, that you get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how kind is Allah Rabbul Izzat? How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by visiting the sick people. But today we don't have time. Our Shaykh says, too busy. You ask anybody, when you coming to visit, why don't you come to the majlis? Too busy. Busy doing what? Just involved in dunya. Just overtaken with our work, and worse, involved in sports, and even worse, involved in haram entertainment, illicit love affairs, just wasting your time in the clubs and the malls, etc. This is a very, very dangerous sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally, the point I was drawing attention here, that sickness supposed to be drawing us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But shaitan has put such a web around us now, that now a person gets sick, he feels honored to be in a top class clinic. And there in a clinic, instead of giving a person medicine, they're giving him poison. They got the big TV screen in front of him. Now where that's the time the sick person's du'as are accepted. Allah's rahmat is with him. And now you're closing the doors of the rahmat of Allah. As we heard so beautifully, Mawlana Musa Sahib Dawan Barakat may explain after Zohar also. Allama bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi used to, Khaliban Allama bin Nuri or Shanwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, every week on a Thursday night he used to get the didar, he used to get ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream. One day he was visiting another house and he didn't get ziyarat. The next week when he saw Nabi Kareem Sawasam in a dream, he said, "Oh Nabi Sawasam, last week I didn't get this honor." Nabi Sawasam said, "You were in such a place, in that house there was snaps. I don't come in the house where there's snaps. I don't come in the house where there's photos." So here we see a sick person. Allah's rahmat is on him. His du'as are accepted. But he is closing the doors of rahmat himself. As our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that every special occasion, Allah gives you the special occasion, we spoil the occasion. If Allah Ta'ala, for example, your father bought you a brand new car, over 1 million rand car, and now you use that car to load goats, and you use that car for everything else, to load grass in that, your father will get upset. So Allah Ta'ala has given us all these favors, ni'mats, and we spoiling it ourselves. Sickness also is a great ni'mat of Allah. Although we don't ask for it, our elders teach us, our mashayikh teach us, always ask for afiyat and salamat. And make dua, "Ya Allah, I'm your weak servant. This ni'mat of sickness, it's also your bounty. You are wiping out my sins, raising my status. But oh Allah, I can't bear it. Please change it into good health for me." But we, instead of grabbing that opportunity and making sabr and taking the benefit of it, that person gets, his du'as are accepted, now because of that TV, his du'as are not accepted. Rahmat farishtas are gone away. Then people who visit him, the family members, mixing of sexes, na mahram, ladies come and visit him. So where's the rahmat? And then we want to know why the person is not getting better. Why? So on one occasion, it is a lighter test from Allah. But if we just appreciate it, Allah will draw us closer to it. And the more heavier test, the dangerous test is, when a person even in that condition, he gets better and he doesn't take heed, he still becomes reckless, leading a reckless life like an animal, not appreciating Allah has given me this beautiful body, this abilities, this faculties. Allah has even spelled it out very, very clearly, how to use it. Not even how to use it, our greatest need. Allah Ta'ala has, so to say, made it faraz upon us that we beg Allah every day for it.
And that is ihdina siratul mustaqim. Every rakat, so to say, Allah made it wajib, faraz, that every rakat you beg me, oh Allah, put me on the straight path. In other words, let me lead my life correctly. Let me enjoy the bounties of my body and all the other ni'mas that go with it. And how I will get it? Allah Ta'ala is telling us immediately, you want the straight path. Understand which is the straight path. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. This is the path of the people I have favored. My special servants, that is their path. And you, if you also want the straight path, very, very easy. You won't understand with our weak minds, our limited knowledge. We can't understand the in-depth knowledge of Quran Sharif on our own. A hadith of Nabi Kareem Sausam. Very, very simple. Allah Ta'ala has sent practical demonstrations. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. Then the Sahaba who sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and took from the heart of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what is called Islam. That our hearts, today we overtaken with radiation and the cell phone and all technology. In a split moment you send an email here and it's in America, it's in where? All over. If human beings can manufacture radiation, then are we so dumb that Allah hasn't created spiritual radiation? Spiritual radiation transfers from heart to heart more faster than EFT, more faster than online transactions. Faster than that, in a split moment, it just gets transferred to the heart of a person. But that heart has to be opened. That heart has to be connected. Allahu Akbar. Like a great Shaykh, Allama Ibn Abidin, the name doesn't come to my mind, but a very, very great Shaykh, he was, there was a young boy in his time, that it was known that this boy gets kashf. Allah Ta'ala opens to him some scenes of the akhirat of this world, which generally people cannot see. But, and there's a hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a person who recites 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, this is guaranteed salvation for you from the fire of Jahannam. And very easy, if you read it 100 times every day, in 2 years you'll have your quota of 70,000. And if you read it 200 times daily, in 1 year you'll have your quota. But myself, all of us, let us think, another day passed in my life, did I make zikr of La ilaha illallah? Then we want to know why we're not getting this connection with Allah. So anyway, the Shaykh invited everybody, and he invited this boy also to see that this boy is really true in his kashf. So while the meals were being presented, this boy was screaming and crying. So Shaykh asked him, what's wrong? He says, I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam, she's burning. So the Shaykh had many quotas of 70,000 La ilaha illallah. In his heart, without even lip movement, in a split moment, he transferred and he made dua, Ya Allah, transfer this for her, one quota of 70,000 to her. In a split moment, he saw that boy smiling. So he said, now what? I say, I see my mother is in Jannah. Hazrat says, from the kashf of this boy, now I realize his kashf is true. And I realize that this hadith is a true hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the hadith I realize the kashf of this boy is true. And for what we are explaining, in a split moment, faster than online transfer, it got transferred. So the spiritual radiation from the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which today we don't have time to take. And wallah, when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then the hearts will open up. Then we'll realize what are the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we should be working for. What is our object and purpose of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, when a person still lives a reckless life, after Allah gives you a warning, then as today we see the condition of the ummah, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullah alayh, a very, very great scholar, he mentions that in his time, which is over 50, 60 years ago, he says the ummah have become bare hiss. We have lost our sense of feeling. Why? And what one reason for this is the nahusat of the TV. We want to see the news on TV, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening. So we just see bombs flying, etc. It doesn't really affect the heart. We just say, oh, the Muslims are suffering. But we are still engaged in our sin. We are still engaged in our haram activity. So what did it affect the heart? If it affected the heart, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, when he heard about the condition of the qabr from Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam, he just used to see a janazah passing and he used to be weeping. His beard used to be soaking wet. Who? Kamilul Haya wal Iman. That great Sahabi who was an embodiment of shame, modesty. The malaika also used to have feel ashamed in front of him. So much shame and modesty he had. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala used to be show shame in front of him. That great personality, Zunnurain, who had two special noors, two daughters of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his house. Yet a janazah passes by, he's crying. He talks of the qabr, he's mentioned, he's crying. Sahaba, his friends ask him, oh Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why is it when you hear about Jahannam, you don't cry so much? But you hear about the qabr, you see janazah, you cry so much. He says, I have heard my beloved friend Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning that the first station of the year after is the qabr, and which is called alam-e barzakh. If there you are safe and there you have a comfortable life, then all the other stations are just more and more enjoyable. And as our honorable Sheikh Hazrat Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah used to say, that dunya mehnat karne ki jagah hai. This world is a place to make an effort. But what effort? We have to learn from the friends of Allah what effort we have to make. We are making effort where Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَةً. People are wasting their time and activities and energies in the useless pursuits of this world. And how shaitan has fooled us today. Our Shaykh says, with the secular education, we think in the name of love, we thinking we're giving our children top education. And we're giving them love, we're giving them poison. The biggest careers today in school in the secular field is drama. How to become a comedian. Or a sports, how to become a drug addict. How to become a fool. And just, so this is what they tell. And thus Allah Ta'ala says, Dalla sa'yum. Your efforts are going deviated. And to make you feel elated, they give you one trophy, or they'll give you one gold medal, and you feel, hey, I got a great achievement. Look at all the gold medals. Take one gold medal, is going to help us in the qabr. When the malaika are going to ask, Mar Rabbuk, who was your Rabb? We have made today, sadly, sports have become our idols. Sports have become like a god for us. Entertainment has become like a god for us. So if these things are our idols, how are we going to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the qabr? So we are wasting our time in those efforts which are making us go deviated and far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the real effort, Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. That the effort you make in the right direction, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll see it very, very soon. Forget the year after in this world. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned so beautifully, and our Shaykh mentions this point so clearly, that Hazrat explains that we are here in this world to go back to our real house. And today we are asking directions for every place, but we're not asking directions where we really have to go, and that is Jannah. So Hazrat says, even if you don't want to know, let me tell you, it's important for you to know. Even if you don't want to know it, let me tell, like our Shaykh explains to us, let it push it down our throats, whether we like it or not. One hadith, one dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam so beautifully, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Allah, pull us by the hair of our foreheads towards you, even if we don't like it. Look what feeling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what feeling the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got for us. So Hazrat says, even if you don't want to know the directions to your real house, but that's where you must go. And that's where you're supposed to be heading for. So in a beautiful poem, in a beautiful light-hearted way, Hazrat has mentioned, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hai jannat ki raaste. If Naqshe Qadam, in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following in the footsteps, and Allahu Akbar, as it is mentioned, one of our great elders, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, somebody saw him in a dream, and they saw that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking in front, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking, so to say, on desert sand, and where the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, Hazrat was putting his foot exactly in that step of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So people asked him, Hazrat, what is, he says, this is how we have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From the morning when we get up, let us learn how to get up the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up. Then your whole life, the object and purpose of our life
is to be in the ibadat, the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qari Tayyab sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned so beautifully that agar insan apne sari aadat ko sunnat ke mutabik bana de, to sari aadat ibadat ban jayegi. That insan, if you just make your habits, which it's your net, you have to do it, you have to relieve yourself, you have to get up in the morning, you have to wear clothes, you have to make wuzu, you have to eat, etc. If all these natural, these habits which Allah has made for us, if you just learn and do it according to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then every action of yours will be regarded as ibadat. Your eating will be ibadat, your sleeping will be ibadat, and your going to business will be ibadat, your talking to your family and laughing and joking will be ibadat. So respected elders and friends, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that although we don't know, we don't want the direction to Jannat, but let me tell you, it's very important that you should know that if you follow in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naqshe qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. This is the road to Jannat. See if we are on that road towards Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shouldn't be fooling ourselves today by thinking that I'm a Muslim. I got iman, I'm on my road to Jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forewarned many years ago. And today Allah save me and all of us. We see the clear picture what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. Sayati ala nasi zamanun la yabqa min al-islam illa smuh. A time will come in my ummah, nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names. Ahmad, Muhammad, Amina, Fatima. If you look at that person in the bazaar, you don't even know, is this Amina or Fatima? Is this Ahmad or Muhammad? We can't recognize. And la yabqa min al-Qur'an illa rasmuh. Nothing will be left of Qur'an Sharif, as our Hazrat explained last night also so beautifully. Today we just got formalities. Qur'an Sharif competitions, big competitions, everybody is there. And we are, the Shaykh is pulling a long breath and we're saying, wow, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We are cheering his breath. But what is the message in Qur'an Sharif? Our hearts are dead towards it. It doesn't have an effect on the heart. It doesn't wear great personalities like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. And this is Islam. That this heart has to be opened up. That the enjoyment of Quran Sharif, the effect and that feeling and that worry and concern, that in front of Allah, what is my position? Otherwise, just 2-3 people praise myself and I think I'm a very big sheikh. I'm okay. But Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one night in his tahajjud namaz, this ayat ka, he comes across, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. The day of Qiyamah, you'll see groups now. One group going to Jahannam, one group going to Jannat. He is sobbing and crying, and in his mind is thinking, Allah, which group am I going to be? Not thinking, I am the Imam of the time. I am the Imam Abu Hanifa. What followers I've got. He is worried which group I am. And this is what we have, and this is Islam. Karte rahe, darte rahe. From the friends of Allah, we will learn that try all your best to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but all the time have fear and worry. Is it accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah ta'ala, and this reality will only get from the friends of Allah. On your own, you won't get it in kitabs also. And so beautifully, as I was explaining, that in this world, you'll get the enjoyment and the taste of Jannat and greater than Jannat already. And our Dada Shaykh explained that if you follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll be on your road to Jannat. But don't just fool yourself by labels. Don't just fool yourself by titles. Our Shaykh today says we are just labeled Muslims. Somebody give you, although Hazrat says he doesn't like to give that example, that somebody give you a bottle of Coke, and he puts black vinegar in there, because Coke is just poison. And how the world fools us, that's another matter on its own. But if somebody gives you a bottle of Coke, and you love your Coke, and they put black vinegar in there, or they put some very bitter apple cider vinegar, whatever, and he gives it to you, and you're very happy, and when you take one sip, how you spit it out. And you think, you feel like hitting that person. So my condition today, and all of us have to check, that we say we've got beautiful Muslim names, but who we are imitating today? We feel shy to imitate our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We feel shy to keep one first-length sunnat beard, which is wajib according to all the imams. From below the chin to keep one first-length sunnat beard is necessary. And that is, in this world, when we leave the world, the first person we'll have to identify, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
If I didn't identify my imitation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how am I going to recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And then on the day of Qiyamah, if we want from Hawza Kawthar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have to identify us. How we going to be identified when we start cutting our beards, trimming our beards, and we feel shy? As Hazrat says, we live in inferiority complex. We feel shy to love like Muslims. The world is thirsty today for a way of life. But we've got the way of life. We're not treading on it ourselves, and we're not giving it to others also. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us understanding to realize. Anyway, very quickly, let me try and sum up very quickly that Allah Ta'ala, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has mentioned, if you don't take heed, just let me finish this poem of our Dada Shaykh, that if you think Jannat is very far, what does Mawlana Sahib is talking of Jannat? We have to still enjoy our fun in this world, our sports, we still youngsters, all that. Hazrat says, Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki hai, Jannat ki raaste, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati sunnat ki raaste. If you follow on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will get immediate connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then you'll forget all your other internet connection, all the time on your tablet, all the time on your phone, all that will go out automatically. Nobody will have to tell you, don't go and watch sports. Nobody, as Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautifully, one easy way to bring deen into your house, into your family and your children. It's difficult, now you have, in the name of love, you have put poison. You brought a big shaitan box, a big serpent in your house. Now you have got, so Allah gave you tawfiq in the company of the pious, you realize you made a mistake. Now if you're going to tell him, don't watch TV, don't go to movies, they'll become your enemy. That you brought it in the house, now you're acting like a very big Sufi. Hazrat says two things. One is start talim in the house. Read kitab on hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fazail-e amal. Make tilawat of Quran Sharif in that house. Start making zikr. And another thing, encourage them to come to the company of the friends of Allah. Whatever they may be, don't worry of their hairstyle, don't worry how they are dressed, their jeans, etc. Don't overnight try and make them big buzurgs, like our Hazrat says, that our children, we don't put them on scarf every day, we don't put them on kurta, but now the Sheikh is coming to my house, big Maulana is coming to my house. Now the poor 3-4-year-old child will have to wear the mother's burqa. And she's so uncomfortable, and now she's going to make salam. The moment Maulana just finished greet her, she's throwing it away. Why is he uncomfortable with it? The small boy to 10 years old, he has to wear his big brother's kurta, sweeping the floor also. Whereas, what is the reality? We have to ponder and think that, are we fooling ourselves? Or are we trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also? Let us not try and fool ourselves also. So anyway, when we follow the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cash will get the connection with Allah. And see, when you start getting the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the filth and dirt, forget filth and dirt, even those jais entertainment, the permissible entertainment, you won't have much inclination towards that. Now sports doesn't mean a thing, because it's just monkey business. They have bought out the matches and whatever, and they're making us like monkeys. And we are kicking the TV screens broken because he didn't score the goal, although he was paid not to do that. So how foolish can we become? Let us come. Our Hazrat is teaching us, and this is Islam, to become real people. To become the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become real lions, Asadullah, the lions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to imbibe in our hearts the batini favors of Allah. The hidden favors of Allah. The very special favors are called the hidden favors of Allah. Why? Allah Ta'ala has kept a special treasure box for that hidden favors. You don't have to worry of security of that. You don't have to worry of that you're going to spend it, it's going to get finished. The more you spend it, the more it increases. And wherever you go in the world, those favors will be going with you all the time. And who has brought those special favors to us? Allah says, this is the greatest in'am and greatest favor I did upon you. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, undoubtedly, with great stress, more than all the fathers love their children, and mothers love their children, and how with stress they'll advise them. More loving than that, Allah is advising us with great stress. That Allah says, لَقَدْ is for stress in Arabic. And then مَنَّ, this verb, it comes with a noon of tajdeed. is great stress. Allah says, undoubtedly I have done a very, very great favor to you. The greatest favor is ba'asa fihim rasulam min anfusim. Particularly to the believers, when they were lost in darkness, they didn't know how to love like a human being, the best of all creation. They became worse than animals, murdering one another and burning their daughters alive. We'll say that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Let us look at our own condition today. Today we are paying for abortions, etc. And we are paying to send our children to Jahannam. As they say today, you must use diplomacy. Westerners try to fool us and say, no, you must use diplomacy with your children. And our Hazrat explains it so beautifully. What is Western diplomacy? They tell you to go to hell in such a way you look forward to it. And not only you look forward, you pay for it. One Maulana told a person, he went to visit his house, he says that, why you got this big TV screen? Very, very, all nahusat, evil will come in the house. He says, Hazrat, my children, they like to go out weekends, they want to go to see movies, so rather they sit at home. So Hazrat says, oh, you happy that dancing and zina and all must take place in your own house? You happy with that? The filth and dirt, you brought it into your own house. No, we have to encourage them, take them to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just let them come, as Brother Yusuf mentioned so beautifully this morning, that where you will get such a mobile khanka. And what is a khanka actually? Where the pain of the heart to death, that you have pain when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality of the heart opens up. That our Hazrat's khanka is such that programs are there, there is accommodation for ladies. There's accommodation for our children, the whole family. Hazrat goes on safar also. Hazrat makes arrangements that the ladies can come with. Children can come with. And if we just encourage our children, just do one, just take out some time and come for the programs and see, respected elders and friends, what is this Islam all about? Will our mouths will water and realize that in every facet of our life, life and reality will come into our life. Even our own ibadat, we're fooling ourselves that I'm making tahajjud, I'm making tilawat of Quran Sharif, I'm making zikr. While I'm making tilawat, I'm busy with my cell phone, as Hazrat explains. While I'm making my zikr myself, I'm the biggest scapegoat here. That while I'm making my zikr, I want to listen to the news, and I'm fooling myself, I'm making zikr. Where is my mind and what I'm this thing? So to get this reality, this, the eyes of the heart to be opened up, this is what is called the special favors of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is brought, sent down Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the world was lost in darkness, Allah says, how did I salvage the world? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. A nur, an embodiment of light, spiritual light. That is the personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what is the personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Kitab of Allah. And this is what we need most in our life. So Allah Ta'ala made it for us. Every day, beg from me, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Now the path of those people I followed. Don't go on to that path and fool yourself with outward attraction. غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. This is not the path of those people that are cursed, the Jews, that they got overtaken with dunya and their object and purpose is only materialism. They'll kill their own mothers for two pennies. Allah says that is not their path. Don't get fooled that they are driving flashy cars, living in posh hotels. There's no enjoyment whatsoever. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned so beautifully that maza ki baat ye hai. That let me tell you a talk of enjoyment. That guna mein maza hai nahi. That in haram there's no enjoyment. In haram there's only pareshani. Hazrat says in pariyo ko mat dekho. Don't look at these women that are flirting on the streets and dolling up themselves and you think they look like paris. Paris means they look like angels. He says don't look at these paris because pari mein pareshani hai. There's only worry in there. You won't get peace, you'll get worry, you'll get restlessness. You got a beautiful wife at home, a golden jewel directly from ye Layla kaha se aya, daste maula se. Allah gave me the special gift and I'm getting pareshani everywhere else. How we will get this thing solved? This is what is called Islah. That now, worry of the outward, the inward favors, the special favors of Allah. And that is Iman. Iman enters the heart. This makes your now. And where is the place of Iman? The place of Iman is not just the outward. Iman is not kept in the shelves. as our Quran Sharifs are lamenting today, that I'm just kept in the shelf. I'm just like an orphan. Iman, the place of it is in the heart. And that is why in Hadith Jibreel, specially Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to teach us that go from level to level. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's first work was Yatlu Alim Ayatik, the special work that teach people from your infant stage, start teaching your children the name of Allah. When they get the ability now, send them to Maktab, let them start learning how to read Quran Sharif. This is a great, this is Qari Nabuwat. Many people out of ignorance feel, oh, these Maulanas are just in the Maktab, they just passing their time 2.5 hours. That person who taught you the Alif of Allah, the whole world's wealth cannot compensate for it. We only realize this reality. So the Makatib is very, when you start taking the Noor or the name of Allah, Noor starts coming in the heart. Now when Noor starts coming in the heart, you start yearning, I must get Allah in the heart. What is this Noor all about? Now Allah will only come in the heart where you zakkihim, when that heart is pure. Our Shaykh gives this beautiful example, and Hazrat says, if somebody gives you a very, very expensive oud itar, and he says, pull little in your bottle. You look for the knife, a nice bottle, and you wash it very, very clean. And you take out all the vapor also. You ask him, why are you doing this? Your wife asks you, why are you going so much trouble for one bottle? You're cleaning it so much. Say, I'm going to put very expensive $200 oud itar in here. Very expensive itar. So for a bottle to put oud itar, we clean it so much. Then the creator of oud, who Allah Ta'ala himself mentions, the skies are too small, I can't fit. The earth is too small, I can't fit. If there's a place I can fit, it's in the heart of a believer. But when will Allah come in the heart? Will you zakkih him? When that tazkiyah takes place. And tazkiyah cannot be done on our own. Nabi Kareem S.A.W. has mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ وَمَعْدِنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. That for every place there is a mine. For every valuable thing there is a mine. And our limited minds, if we talk of mines, we think gold mines, silver mines, platinum mines. Somebody gives you an invitation. Today you're going to the gold mine, if you find any bricks laying around, any chips is yours. Your mouth is watering, you're just waiting. Because we think all that gold and silver has got value. It's got no value whatsoever. If it's not earned properly, not used properly, if it's not sent into our account of the akhirat, what's the value of that? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew our attention. He says the real special mind is the mind of taqwa, the love of Allah. When the love of Allah comes in your heart, your namaz is different. Your ibadat is different. Your gush is different. Your talking is different. Your meeting with your wife is different. And we are human beings, we slip up. The moment you slip, I made a mistake. You make tawbah. You make istighfar. You cry. And you come into the company of the friends of Allah. Your heart just, so where is this mind of taqwa? Qulubul arifin. The hearts of the pious servants of Allah. We are so fortunate. A great wali of Allah in the form of our Shaykh Ibn Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazirul Ali has come special to our town. With this fikr, how all our hearts can get this taqwa, this love. That if our hearts get connected, we realize this is a friend of Allah. One easy way is called the silsila of taking bi'at. Pledge allegiance that I also want to change my life. I also want this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you put your hands in the hand of a friend of Allah, you are actually putting your hand in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will guide us. Allah will now keep the proper contact and inform our Shaykh with regard to our condition. And then see how Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will descend. And then a person will appreciate and realize what are the special favors. Iman, muhabbat of Allah, marifat of Allah, azmat, the greatness of Allah. Then nobody will have to tell you to get up a fajr namaz, before time you'll be up. Nobody will have to tell you control your gazes. You'll enjoy controlling your gazes. You'll enjoy staying away from sin. So Allah Ta'ala put this reality in my heart and in all our hearts. Inshallah, after Maghrib, Hazrat will be addressing us also. Very, very important. Let us sit with an open heart. And till the end of this jalsa tomorrow also, let us sit with the speaker, how my Islam, my reformation can take place. And Allah comes in my heart. And I lead such a life. Allah is pleased with me. And I can live like that and I can die with that. And I can be a means of getting so many closely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I accept us all. Just 1-2 minutes, we'll mention the etiquettes of eating after namaz. It's time for meals, inshallah. So very, very important, as we have mentioned, when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then we learn how to eat also. And our Shaykh teaches us, when you go and eat, don't just run now like a wild animal. We even forget to wash our hands. That is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sauce. Washing our hands and not drying it. And then when you sit down to eat, have an intention. A believer always has intention. Even our intention of life, which we haven't yet made. That is, maqsood man tu wa radai tu. My object is only you, O Allah, and your happiness. So make an intention, O Allah. This is your command. And you commanded us to eat according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you put the good effect of this food that you have provided for us in our bodies. And inshallah, you give us tawfiq, O Allah, with the strength of this food, we will love in your obedience. We'll engage in your ibadat, etc. Then appreciate the favor of Allah by just reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Hazrat teaches us that read it letter loud, and others, you can remind yourself, remind others also. So learn the simple duas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, while eating, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. To eat 2-3 people together in a plate, this is also sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. Then, if morsels or grains fall on the dastarkhan, pick it up. That is our meher for the huri in already. And that will make our children intelligent. But we don't do it ourselves, we don't teach our children. This is love, this is what we have to give them, not all the poison and the dirt. So we have to eat in that manner. After eating, clean the plate, lick your fingers, try and eat with 3 fingers if we can. All this make niyyah, this is the sunnah of Nabi Sauce. Every sunnah, 100 shaheed sawab. After eating, don't forget to read the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana, wa saqana, wa ja'alana min muslimin. And be caring that if some of the people that are passing the food, our shaykh says, how much concentration we got when we're eating, if we just got 10% of that in namaz, it will be a great deal. Because when we're eating, we all in muraqabah, the person is standing with a bowl to pass it on, everybody is so engaged in his food, we're not even taking it from him. The person next to us, he doesn't have food and the bowl is in front of us, we can't pass it to him. Let us do that and let us be attentive. This is Islam and this is Tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is not only you think you become a big Sufi, you'll be just reading Tazbih. Consciousness, the Ihsan, Kayfiyat Ihsan, that is first outward Islam will come, then Iman will penetrate the heart, then Ihsan, the presence of Allah. When Allah is present in front of us, then whatever we do, we just want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After eating, to wash our hands also is sunnah. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, and then let us come as soon as possible to the masjid. If there's time, read our awabin, and if it's time the program is starting, let us be early for the program. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah. 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 Subhanallah.